I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Three major drug distributors, McKesson, AmerisourceBergen, and Cardinal Health, are in talks to settle opioid litigation for $18 billion over the next 18 years. We report that the three are in talks with state and local governments, blaming them for fueling the nation's opioid crisis. According to federal data, at least 400,000 people have died in the U.S. from overdoses of legal and illegal opioids since 1999. Vice President Mike Pence and Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, say they won't hand over records requested by Congress as part of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Democrats won't hold a vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry, despite pressure from Republicans, saying there's no requirement to hold a vote at this point. Democratic presidential hopefuls tackled issues ranging from health care to regulation of big tech to the U.S. decision to withdraw troops from Syria during their fourth debate in Ohio on Tuesday night. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who has been closing the gap with former Vice President Joe Biden, faced the brunt of criticism from her rivals over how to pay for her universal health care proposal and her plan to raise taxes on the rich. For our full analysis of the debate and all of our other stories, please head to our website, wsj.com, or the WSJ app.